Welcome to the Greatest Day Podcast. My name is Craig Smith, your host and the creator of the Greatest Day Mindset. This podcast is all about helping you gain the tools and the insights you need to shift your focus in life and begin living each day to the fullest. The Greatest Day Mindset is a lifestyle. It's a way of living each and every day with a positive attitude. It's choosing to be happy and live life with energy, no matter your current situation or circumstances in life. Today truly is the only day you and I have to live, shape, and create who it is we want to become. So choose to make today the greatest day of your life. Welcome back to another episode of the Greatest Day Podcast. Today's topic, would you hire you? Or are you working yourself towards losing your job? Are you going to be fired soon? And here's what I mean. If you had to hire you to run your life the way you're currently running your life, would you hire you or not? I know there's a lot of areas in my life that I probably wouldn't be looking at a promotion anytime soon. And in the past, there were definitely areas where I was more appropriate to get axed. I was more appropriate to be fired from my own life than hired and promoted. But it doesn't have to stay that way. So it doesn't matter where you're at right now, because here's the truth, right? You aren't ever going to be out of the job of running your own life. Like, you're it. You're all you got, ultimately. Ultimately, in the end, every day of your life, you're the most constant thing. You're the only person who's going to be with yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It is you. Yes, I know. This is mind-blowing stuff, right? But it's the truth. And if we can get better at managing and running our lives, and we are the right person for the job, things go better. So how can we do that? That's what I want to help you with today in this short and hopefully powerful episode. And I'll leave you with a couple things to think about and get into your journal and start writing some of this stuff out. Because again, you guys show up here and you get these messages and you do nothing with them except just a nice little me inside your ear for your walk or your gym time or your short drive to work. But then it's gone. Then it does nothing. It does nothing. So it really is about, what can I do with this stuff? And then doing it, making it happen. So hopefully every episode we have anyway, I leave you with something that you can take and put straight into action that day in that moment and start making small changes, small adjustments in your life to be a little bit better. And that's what this episode is about too, because look, if you are not the right candidate right now to run your life, it's just about small changes. Small, seemingly insignificant changes repeated over time make massive results. That's what it is. It's the small stuff daily that builds up. That builds up, and then pretty soon you're like, I am definitely the man or the woman for this job called running my life. There's a job opening. It's called My Life. The manager, the operator, the employee to run my life, and I want to be my first choice to run it, because that's really the only person you're going to have. So let's look at this. Let's break it down, because it's all these parts, right? So it's not my life in general. It's not your life in general. It's like, what are the parts of your life? If you're married, your husband, your wife, just take that. How am I showing up in my life as a spouse, a partner to my significant other? Is that the person I would want to show up? Like, I love my spouse. Is this the person I would want them to have in their life, be married to? Am I showing up the way I would want my spouse to show up for me? Not the exact way, because we're all different. We have different love languages, communication styles. So it's not that you need to show up like you would want them to show up. But are you showing up in the way they need you to show up? And what adjustments can you make? So I'll ask you a few questions, but take every area, right? Your health and fitness. Your health. Scratch the fitness part. Your health. your physical well-being, your health, and your wellness. Are you taking care of your body the way you would want someone to take care of your body if they were, you know, you hired them to take care of you? You putting the food and the fuel inside that is helping you? I don't believe there's good food, bad food. I think there is food that your body will respond to more efficiently. And you know that kind of food. I told a client of mine the other day, like, I am feeling sluggish. I'm tired. I can tell the chicken tenders, fried chicken and pizza over the last 4 days, day after day after day, my body is like ready to throw the bird up to me. It's like, I'm done. What are you doing to me? Stop eating this kind of food. Yes, it's fine to have, but not over time for me, for my body. Maybe it works for you, but for me, I could feel it inside my body. I'm tired. My sleep isn't as good. I'm not able to cope or handle stressors as well. Like, I just don't feel great. This was the other day, right? So I woke up. I think I even shared with you guys on some Instagram stories, like, wake up and just say, what do I need today? What do I need that will help bring some joy? What do I need that will fuel my body a little better today? And I ate a ton of fruit and drank a ton of water that day. And it was good. It's what my body needed. So that's what it's about, is just, you know, when you're the manager of your health and wellness, what things do you need? How would you best be managing and running that aspect of your life? Your marriage, same thing. What do I need to do to just make some small changes and improvements that will bring us closer each day? A little bit, right? It's that 1% thing. As a parent, what do I need to do? What changes do I need to do or make so that I am the person that I would want to be parenting my kids? I mean, think about it. I know I've been here before. Somebody speaks to or treats my kids a certain way, and I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, no. You don't talk to my kids like that. But then I do. But then I talk to my kids like that. And it's like, wait a second. If somebody else did this, I would step in and be like, absolutely not. That is not the way I want my kids treated. But sometimes I'm the one treating them, mistreating them. So we have to, like, just step back. It's not about perfection, guys. When I say these things, it's not like, oh, I should feel shame and embarrassment and self-hatred. No. It's about you just analyzing and stepping back and going, okay, I got it. I can make some adjustments here. Like, if I hired me to be the parent to my children, what would I want the qualifications to be? What would I want them to show up as? If I was reviewing their job success, or if I was reviewing the way they, you know, how they were fulfilling their duties, would I be happy with it? Would I be pleased with it? How would I train them to do better? If I was the trainer of the person managing my life, how would I coach them to do that? These are questions to ask yourself and really get into paper, pen and paper, and write some of these things out. This is the way I would want to train this person to run my life. And I'm happy to be one of those trainers, by the way. This episode, this is a training. This isn't some fun, fancy, like, cool episode where you just have a nice little chuckle and then you move on. I don't know that I make people laugh much on here, but it's about gaining the skills, the insights, putting the work in to be better for you, for your spouse, for the people you work with, for your children. Because that's what it's about. I mean, why not? So look at, what did we talk about? Marriage, health and wellness, your body, your physical side, right? Your social side. Are you showing up as the friend you'd want? Are you checking in on people the way you'd hope they were checking in on you? Like, where are you showing up that way? If you were hiring you as a friend, are you the kind of friend that you would want to hire to be your friend? So I can keep going every area of your life, but you get the basis here. So let's get out of here, because it's time to put the work in. It's time to put the work in. Now, the only rule about this, the only rule that I ask and I command you to follow is that you do this exercise and you try to step into this training and applying this in your life with love, with self-compassion, with understanding, with some patience,
with yourself. Because as you do this, you may see some areas, and you already know about them. I already know some of the areas of my life where I'm like, dude, you suck, Craig. Not cool. You are fired in this aspect of your life. You're fired. Okay. All right. You're not fired because ultimately I can't fire you. But here's what we're going to do to train a little bit better. So the only rule I have for you is that you do this with some self-compassion, some understanding, some patience, and have some perspective that that this is just one day in the big picture. But one day matters. If you can take some steps this one day, the only one we have, it's going to make a difference in the long run. So that's it. That's your only rule. So as you do this, please follow them. Self-compassion, forgiveness, some understanding, some perspective, and patience, you guys. Have some patience. That's what it's all about. Okay, so here are a couple questions. Get your pen and paper out. Here's what you're going to do. Here are the ways that I'm showing up as the employee in this area of my life that are working and I like. Like, yes, keep doing that stuff and you are a great employee in that area. And the other side is, here are some things that if I continue to do, I'm going to get fired. And of course, you know, we're just putting it out there. It's just an idea. We know you're not getting fired. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's the equivalent of death, but even then you're still with yourself. So what is working? What is not working? And what can I do to make small adjustments? I mean, I've talked about these things on past episodes, right? Nothing new. This is all the same thing. We're just looking at it a different way. What's working? What's not working? What do I need to do more of? What do I need to do less of? But only take them small. One thing I can begin today or restart that I've done before that I know works, do that thing. Do that thing. Get back to the journaling. Get back to the morning walks. Get back to checking in with your spouse at night before bed, having a connecting conversation. Get back to reading with your kids before you go to sleep. Get back to the gym. Maybe stop going to the gym. Maybe you need to just be outside with your jump rope and a couple dumbbells and going for a walk. And, you know, maybe it is get out of the gym. Maybe that's too much pressure and there's too much comparison going on and you need a break. I've taken breaks from the gym and I've made massive changes by not going to the gym because it's not what I needed. So there's no wrong or right way. It's just your way. And is it working or is it not working? If it's not, what adjustments do you need to make? So get in paper, get in your journal, write these things out. Think about them as you go for your walk or you're driving right now or you're on the treadmill. But think about those things. You're doing some really good things in life. I know you are. What are they? Keep capitalizing on those things. And you're doing some things that aren't so helpful. You've got this bigger picture, this vision of who you want to become as a wife, as a husband, as a parent, as whatever. There are some things you're not that aren't helping you get closer to that. What are they? Let's just pick one and stop doing it today. Okay, let's start reducing the amount of time we do that thing, those things. And keep the big picture in mind. Today's just one day, but one day can matter. One day does matter because it's the only one you got. So, all right, you guys, share this with somebody if you think they might benefit from it. But you know what? Most of all, just apply it. That's all I ask. I don't care. Subscribe, don't subscribe, share it on your page, whatever. I don't care. Apply what you've heard today. Show up for yourself a little bit better than you did yesterday. That's all we can control. And that's all I ask of you. And have some love and patience and compassion in the process. You guys, that's what it's about. All right. Love you. Appreciate you. Thanks for letting me take some time in your life. In your heart, in your mind, in your ears, like you let me in, and I appreciate that. There's so many things you could be doing right now, and you chose to push play on this podcast, and you made it all the way to the end. I thank you for it. Now go do something about it. Make today the greatest day of your life. See you guys. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Greatest Day podcast. Hopefully the information given today will help each of you as you continue to improve your life. Stay present and make each day better than the last.
As always, please take a minute and share this episode or this podcast with someone that you think would benefit, and hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and let's continue to spread the greatest day mindset to as many people as we can. I appreciate each of you once again. We'll see you on the next episode. And as always, make today the greatest day of your life.